We now enter into the last week of Lent. In this week, we anticipate both Good Friday and Easter. In these 3 days, the intent of Jesus' ministry comes to a climax, a conclusion, and a full resolution. God sent His only Son to the world so that through the Son's sacrifice, we might have life instead of death. The preparation of our hearts during Lent is for this moment, to receive the free gift of love from God that is the gift of His Son. Some of us may have a history of emphasizing the death and the cross of Jesus on Friday over the resurrection and life of Sunday, but the sacrifice has no significance without the life Jesus brings in the resurrection. So although we look solemnly at the cost of our sin, we do so knowing the life that is offered by receiving the gift of the cross. Hopefully, as we have been in Lent, we enter into these 3 days well aware of our need. Perhaps as you have been giving up something for Lent, you have realized more than ever your need for someone to rescue you. As we are in the last days of Lent, what has God been showing to you about yourself during this season? What has He been showing you about Him? So as we read the account of the crucifixion, hear this as Jesus' response to you in the midst of your Lenten experience. This account of Jesus is the very same God that has been with you both in the difficult times and the rejoicing times of Lent. This is God's very response to you in the condition of your heart. Mark 15:16-39. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling to their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice on the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he cannot save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, and put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes down to take him," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." How did you hear this passage? Was this an encouragement to you? Have you received this offering as a gift for your sin? Perhaps you have read it so many times that it has lost meaning for you. Take some time to talk to Jesus. Tell him what is on your heart. Then take some time to listen to his response to you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, your beloved.